This is Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze, giving you the advice and information on protecting what matters the most in today's world. Phone lines open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Good afternoon, I'm Barry Fisher.
And I'm Susan Blaze.
And welcome to Protecting What Matters, the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life and property. Today's show features David Wood, president of Slow Caregivers. He's going to be sharing thoughts and tips on protecting your aging parents. And our other big topic for today is going to be keys to longevity with who else? Susan Blaze, the always young Susan Blaze. Aging with grace and good health in our later years. Again, call in with your questions and comments. 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. And here we've graduated to another level in broadcast history. David is our first in studio guest for Protecting What Matters, and we're really happy to have you here, David.
Thank you.
But before we get started, Susan, I know you know you're always focused on our dogs.
Yes.
And of course, we have another holiday coming up, and there's always something that we have to be worried about our pets with holidays, right?
That's right. So I found some information on holiday foods that are good for our dogs and cats and not good. And, of course, at the holidays, there's all kinds of food around that might not normally be there. There's lots of people that can be sliding food under the table to your dogs. And so it's just really important to pay attention to that. And I have kind of the do's and don'ts very quickly. Any of the fruits and vegetables like apples, carrots, celery, cranberries, green beans, potatoes, sweet potatoes are fine to give to your dog or cat if they don't have all the butter, gravy, sugar, or especially alternatives like artificial sweeteners and so on. So you can give them to them straight, but not with any of the goop on them that we like so much. Turkey that's cooked and skinless and boneless and all that is great for both of them, cut in very small pieces. But the no-nos are alcohol of any kind. Don't let anyone give alcohol to your animal. You don't want to give them any pie, cake, sweeteners, cookies, anything with artificial sweeteners again. Candy, chocolate, eggnog, and any kind of dairy food, whipped cream, sour cream, and all that kind of stuff, or gravy, because there's a lot of fat in there and flour, and it would kind of mess up your holiday if one of your cats or dogs got sick in the middle of the festivities. So it's just a reminder to really be careful about what you and your guests give to your pets.
Yeah, the last thing you want is to have to make an emergency vet trip
yeah. On
Thanksgiving Eve. So Anyway, again, our call-in number is 238-5775. You can also email us with questions to info@blazenbear.com. That's BLAZENBEAR. And now let's introduce Dave Wood.
David Wood. He's the founder and owner of My Senior Navigator and San Luis Obispo Caregivers. He had a successful career of 25 years in financial services, where he was a chief operating officer at CESLOC. And then he realized his heart for families, and especially the elderly, that was calling him into action. In 2015, David created San Luis Obispo Caregivers, a referral agency. And in 2019, expanded his services through My Senior Navigator, which includes a free service to help families navigate the different assisted living options available to them here in San Luis Obispo County. And there are many more than you think. David lives in Templeton with his wife and two daughters. Welcome so much to the show, David.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you make that transition from the banking world into caregiving?
Well, yeah, it's not really a normal transition, right? Yeah, going from banking and in that world all the way into caregiving. Well, I'd say my introduction to caregiving came back with my grandfather. My grandparents were kind of my biggest fans back in the day. And my grandmother had passed away, and my grandfather was left by himself to kind of fend for himself, lived alone. He didn't have any dementia, you know, so he was kind of in charge for the first time, because grandma kind of cooked, cleaned, washed, did all the special things that grandmas do.
Right.
So we just started noticing that his appearance started to change. He stopped looked kind of being clean shaven. His hair was a little greasier. His clothes were a little greasier, you know, and everything just seemed to kind of just not kind of fit well with him anymore. Mm-hmm. And what we did was got him a temporary caregiver, a part-time caregiver to come in and make meals for him and kind of do those things. So one day I go and visit him and having my little chat with him while he's sitting in his big chair, his lazy boy chair. And he says to me, "Hey, can you do me a favor and go up into the front room for me?" And I'm all, "Sure, what do you need?" And he said, "Just can you go and see if my other chair's up in the front there?" I said, "Yeah." So I walk up into the front room and there's no chair in this front room. I said, there's no chair in this front room. And he said, "Well, yeah, check the liquor cabinet, will you?" And I said, "The liquor cabinet? Okay. Open up the liquor cabinet. Well, there's nothing in the liquor cabinet." He's all, "Can't you see? They're stealing from me."
Uh-oh. There you go.
So that was my introduction to caregiving.
Right.
And that stayed with me for about 15 years until it came about that my brother-in-law down in San Diego actually owns a home care agency. And while I was a lot of experience in the financial world, I definitely had a burnout of the financial world and the regulations that come with the financial world, and I never really cracked out to do compliance for the rest of my life. So when I started looking at this, and he encouraged me to look at the demographics of our neighborhood here,
right.
And wow, you know. What a huge exploding area that needs right. that needs help. So I came into it, and then a few years later, of course, my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I figured out that not only do we need to find caregivers for folks, but if you need 24-hour care, we need other alternatives to that. So that's when I got into that.
As we always say, the long-term care insurance business, you've been touched by an angel mm-hmm. several times.
Oh, absolutely.
You saw the need. So typically when you see care people needing care, is it a wide variety of issues that you come upon, or are there one or two specific triggers that get people to give you a call?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that I think we often will see is memory issues. So There's really three main categories. There's memory issues, there's living related issues, and then there's activity related issues. So memory issues would be things like leaving the stove on, wandering off, all those things that you hear about. Of course, driving and getting lost, things like that, or even people. Suffering from financial scams, you know, that could be a memory or brain related issue. Then there's other living, kind of just living the way we're set up in our living situation, where you can sometimes go into somebody's house and see a lot of clutter. You can see just stacks and stacks of bills. Mm-hmm. You know, it just shows you that people aren't able to process that.
And is it true, especially if that's a big change? Like if somebody used to be super neat, like you talked about your granddad,
yes.
Someone who is very well groomed all the time, or their house is always neat, and now it isn't.
There's been a change, right?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then finally, activities. You know, when you can no longer, and that's part of what my grandfather went through. Right? He just wasn't able to kind of groom himself like he once did. I mean,
right.
He was always real clean and tidy. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, that sweater's got a big stain on it. Or,
right.
you know, and that
yeah.
wasn't him. But,
right.
you know, my grandmother just
took
you
care
know,
of everything.
Compensated
right.
for a lot
right.
there, right? You know, so kept it together.
And so here we are at holiday season. What
yeah.
happens here is a lot of people may not have seen their parents for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now they come upon them. What are the things that people should be looking for?
Yeah, so my phone rings off the hook this time of year. And part of it too is that when you're trying to find a caregiver at this time of year, caregivers are harder to find too because they're visiting their family members, right?
Right? So that's right.
You get a lot of constriction going on, you know, when it comes to this time of the year. But what I encourage people to do at this time of year is observe their parents, right? So a lot of us want to take charge
right.
of our parents.
Right.
I always hear this. I need to parent my parent. And there's some truth to that. And it depends on your parenting style.
Right, exactly.
Right? Word that doesn't go well.
You know, I've got two teenage daughters, and the authoritarian style, you know, doesn't always work that well with that group
right.
either. But,
yeah.
you know, you fast forward. Nobody likes to kind of be bullied, right? So,
what are the most surprising things that you find?
Well, the surprising things is when it comes to caregiving, I think the family members are really surprised by the financial piece of this.
That's right.
You know, so when it comes down to the financials of how much it costs for a caregiver, you know, you can use $30 an hour as kind of a ballpark. But,
right.
you know, if you needed 24-hour care and you're trying
goodness.
To pay somebody $30 an hour, I mean, people are blown away by that information.
Absolutely.
I talk to people every single day, you know, that have been surprised into this situation, and it's just like, oh my gosh.
It's a nightmare. Yep.
Yeah. So, it is a nightmare. It comes as a great surprise to folks because we all have our lives going on. You know, we all have our own stuff going on.
Yep. We have about 1 minute, but let's talk about the dynamics that happen in families. We see this all the time just in the long-term care insurance. You must see it even more so. When people haven't made a plan, what are we going to do with mom if she needs care?
Yeah, and I mean, it really comes down to setting that plan early, right? But yeah, the people that have thought this through and had the opportunity to get long-term care insurance, of course, are set up in a much different way than people that haven't given that thought ahead, right?
But do you see a lot of like arguments among siblings? Oh. Who's going to pay?
Sibling
who's going to take care
no.
of mom? Never,
come on,
hot,
that
never.
Doesn't yeah, we all get along with our brothers and sisters, right?
Right. Yep.
Well,
that happens all the time.
So we're coming up on a hard break. Let's take this conversation up again.
Okay.
In a couple of minutes. Thanks for being with us, Dave, and we'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Russian missile targeting Ukraine reportedly veered into NATO member Poland, killing at least two. Russia rejecting those reports. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
When it comes to our security commitments and Article 5, we've been crystal clear that we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
NATO's Article 5 says any attack on a NATO ally is considered an attack on all alliance member nations. Republicans are just one win away from a majority in the House of Representatives, with 13 House races yet undecided. Holiday travelers will be spending more this year.
Airfares, as purchased last month, are 43% more than they were in October of 2021. Part of the reasons for high fares are fuel costs and fewer flights being flown despite travel interest returning to pre-pandemic levels.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is celebrating their 30th anniversary. Truly something very special. China Gourmet has become the North County's favorite for healthy, authentic, high-quality Hong Kong-style cuisine. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available for Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero, delivered by their own drivers. Celebrating their 30th anniversary at 153 Niblick Road near Albertsons in Paso Robles, China Gourmet Restaurant, 805-238-9229.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with David Wood, president of Slow Caregivers. The KPRL call-in number is 805-238-5775. So let's pick up where we left off.
Right. We were talking about family dynamics when there's aging parents to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so are you kind of like a therapist to people? Because you have difficult conversations
definitely.
Or help them have difficult conversations with their siblings and their parents, I imagine.
Well, yeah. I get an opportunity to talk to usually a sibling or two or three.
Mm-hmm.
or I get to talk to the the elderly person that is getting the care. Mm-hmm. And often they're all on different wavelengths, right? You know, and they're all motivated slightly different. So there could be people in the family that are motivated by money. There could be people motivated by the care that the mom or dad receives. It could be that the person is just, by all means, I want to stay home. You know, that is like the absolute priority. I find that the older adult, the aging person, is typically run by freedom. You right. know, they want to sure. keep their freedom as long as possible.
Absolutely.
Whereas as the children are often driven either by safety
right.
or by, you know, financial.
Right.
So you have these competing motivations, and it kind of depends. Every situation's different, and to see who wins that argument, you
right.
know,
yeah.
it really does drive a lot of the situations and products and services, you know,
right.
going forward.
Yeah. And you know, before we go too far, I want to ask, like, because you perform a very valuable service here, what exactly do you do in helping these people get the right caregivers when they need them?
Sure, sure. So a big part of...
Hey, we have a call.
Oh,
so let's
okay.
take it.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to Protecting What Matters. Who we got on the line?
Yes, good morning. This is Karen, and this is a great program. I am so glad that you have it on,
Thank you.
I bet you only have time to touch around the edges of what could be discussed.
Well, you know, we'll be back with a lot of these topics, so, because we're pretty, you know, Susan and I are pretty passionate.
I bet you do. I mean, since there's such a big percentage of us old people out here now,
well, yeah.
that are doing what you're talking about, wanting to stay home and wanting to take care of themselves, and
so Karen,
not
is there,
having an
is there
easy
a question?
Time of it.
Yeah, I know. You have a question, Karen?
The one thing that I think it could be discussed, I think it's so, so important. If there's not enough kids to go see the elderly person that's... I almost said be incarcerated.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
That is at a home or something.
Dave,
have the neighbors get in, and the more that people can go and visit them and see the changes in them from 1 month or 1 year to the next.
Yeah, I think a big part and a topic that we could kind of cover here is that it takes more than family members, right? It takes a whole team of people. And, you know, we call this the care team. And care team could be doctors, could be lawyers, could be financial people, but could also be your next door neighbor. It could be also, you know, a lot of us, especially living in our area here, we don't have children that live here too, because there's not enough jobs in this area for our children to maybe make that all happen, or whatever the circumstance that brought you to this area.
Children get busy with their own lives.
That's right.
Off being yep. busy, because all of a sudden they have little toddlers running around.
Well, yeah.
They have school, and they have homework for their kids.
Or work.
And there's just mm-hmm. not enough time for grandma and grandpa.
Yep. Well, yep. Karen, thank you for your call and your kind words about our show. We'll call it again when you have some time, okay? Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having it on.
There we go. Sorry okay. about that. Another phone malfunction.
Okay. That was a great call. Yeah. Thanks, Karen, for calling in. So we were talking about the type of services that you do and how you are mm-hmm. part of the care team and what function you provide.
Yeah, yeah. So finding a professional caregiver can be a big step in people getting that help, right? So going out and finding somebody who can do what we call the activities of daily living, you know, the help around the house, the help showering, the help doing all the things that, you know, people have a hard time doing on their own. So what I do is I go out and look for independent caregivers that meet all those criteria. Typically, the caregivers that I work with are caregivers that have been doing this for over 10 years. And they have this really great background. They typically are a little older than the average caregiver that you're going to find in, say, a facility, because somebody in a facility, they're typically just starting out and they need that structure. The caregivers that we team up with are people that have kind of been there, done that, and this isn't their first rodeo, right?
You know,
in Paso, we could say that, right?
Right, that's right. We can.
and so what we do is we make sure all of the due diligence is done on our part. You know, we're making sure. So this isn't somebody you're finding from across the street.
Right.
We're verifying that they have references. We're checking their background screening. We're making sure that insurance and things like that are in place.
So that's great.
All those pieces are really, really important when you're bringing somebody into your house. Going back to my grandfather's story of how we kind of got caught, you know, with this stuff going on in the house. You know, that was kind of a promise that I made to myself when I started this business, that wasn't going to happen in my business. And so, knock on wood, you know, that hasn't.
It is so important when you're bringing someone into your home to take care of someone who's vulnerable, that person is ultimately trustworthy.
That's
and
right.
knows what they're doing and is a true professional and knows when they can handle situations and knows when they have to raise their hand and call in somebody else, a doctor or, you know, something.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's critical.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, Dave.
Sure.
You know, I know a lot of these conversations, they get difficult with both the individual as well as the needing the care and the children. So how do you navigate around that? I mean, the classic thing of finally taking dad's car keys away.
Yes.
I mean, that'll be a fight to the death for me. I mean, I can tell you that right
now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, and I could hear in Karen's voice that she wasn't ready to give up, you know, quite everything either.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
right.
And so that is... 99% of the time, that's what's happening, right?
Yep.
And the other 99% of the time, if that makes sense, is I don't want to leave my house, right? Nobody's really trying to leave their house. Everybody loves their house, and they put a lot into it, and they don't want to go.
Right.
So kind of getting back to, like, how do you convince them? Well, try to remove convincing from your mind, first of all, right? Because anytime you come in loaded with trying to convince somebody to do something, you know, you're going to want to take this over time. This isn't going to be something that just happens overnight. But what I would encourage you to do is kind of split it up into three different parts. The first part is to kind of take stock of what's happening. So in Barry's situation, I've seen him drive, you know, that's not a good thing. You know, that's scary, right? You know,
we're not going down that road here, so to speak.
But see, part of it is really trying to get an understanding of what you're afraid of. First of all, as a son or a daughter, is to say, okay, there's certain things here that I think that are true, but you need to explore and dig a little deeper into it. So instead of just going for the throw and say, Barry, you can't drive anymore, right? You know, you're going to want to come back to, hey, I saw a dent on your car. And what is this stack of tickets? Just maybe you could tell me, you know, explain a little bit what's going on here without and you'll get that for a while, right?
That's what I have to look forward to.
I know I'm sorry, Susan. so the first step is really kind of these open discussion points where you're trying to really build rapport. You're allowing them to kind of talk to you a little bit about what's going on, and sometimes it is about what is scaring them as well. And I have done this in with like, I sometimes will work with a mom or dad that is looking at assisted living, but then I'll also have the kid there, and again they have those competing agendas, and I'll often ask the senior or the aging person that, you know, what frightens you? You know, what is it that frightens you? And what they'll typically come back with is that I've fallen.
Right.
That, you know, the whole I've fallen and I can't get up.
Right. We have another call. Welcome to Protecting What Matters. Who do we have on the line today?
Hey, my name's Kirk.
Hey, Kirk. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I just started in on the show, so I'm very, very late. But I had a question on the long-term care market in California. Is it available? I've reached out a couple of times to a couple of people that I know, and everybody seems to be bailing out of it.
No, there are plenty of long-term care insurance companies, both traditional, which is you know, the health insurance-based product, and then there's a number of different life insurance-based products in the long-term care market. You know, if you'd like some more information on that, why don't you give me a call at my office, 805-635-7200, because I'd like to chat with you if you think you want to take a look at that. But I do you have a question for David, or is this just a question?
You know what? I apologize.
No,
I
it's
don't.
Okay.
I didn't mean to jump in the middle of your guys' conversation, but I just turned you on, and I thought I'd ask that. I will contact you at the
Please.
Office. I will. And leave a message, and we'll chat.
Yeah,
later.
We'll definitely do that. We'd love to help you. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Kirk.
Thank you.
Well, there is such a huge tie-in to caregiving business and assisted living and care homes. You know, the people that have planned ahead with that long-term care insurance, they just it's night and day. You know, with pressure.
Yes, it's absolutely night and day.
And the insurance companies have departments that help you the client with the claims process once they've been approved for a claim.
Correct.
There's all kinds of care management benefits that insurance companies incorporate.
There is, but what I have found in my world here is that the elderly person can be their biggest enemy.
Absolutely.
In these situations where you know, they could be. This is a true story. A 100-year-old man, 100, in San Luis Obispo, said, I don't want to open up a claim yet because I don't think I need it yet.
Yeah, right.
He had been in the hospital and
you
know, injuries and all this stuff. It's just like, I just don't want to open. I don't want to open this up.
Yeah,
yet, right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I want to save it for later when I might need it.
Yeah.
Right.
So we just have a few minutes left. So let's get to a couple of these other topic points, and then we'll.
Well, could I just go back
ahead.
Real quick to the
so make the so points that you think are most important.
Right.
Well, we were talking about how to convince mom and dad, and that is a question that comes up all the time, and it really is having patience, but opening up the discussion. I've had this conversation with my dad, I don't know how many times, and he's very good at deflecting.
Right.
And I'm very good at coming back at him.
Right.
But it's still very, very difficult. So I get that, you know.
Yeah.
So taking stock is where it's at. So finding out what their fear is, finding out things that they're struggling with. That's all about that section. And then knowing what they want. You know, are there just deal breakers in the whole situation? Are there things that's like, I do not want to go to a care home, no matter what, you know, and you'll hear a lot of macho guys talk about that.
So listen, we're hitting another break, but David, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me at 805-748-2614, or you can go to my website at slocaregivers.com.
All right, great.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. We'll have you back because I know we didn't get to everything today. So
thank you
so
David.
Much.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending higher as a cooler producer price index report fueled hopes that inflation is easing. Retail stocks were among the gainers today following Walmart and Home Depot's stronger than expected financial reports. Tech stocks also gained as bond yields tick lower. Shares of Dow member Walmart rose 7% after the country's biggest retailer reported higher third quarter sales and also raised its full year earnings outlook. While Home Depot stock popped after the home improvement retailer reported third quarter earnings that beat expectations as a result of strength in project-related categories. The Dow winners, Home Depot, Walmart, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Travelers. The Dow rising 56 points. The NASDAQ up 162. S&P 500 up 34. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Starting to realize your small business is a little overwhelmed by the holiday rush? It's still not too late to get all of your shipping and mailing under control with Stamps.com. Sign up right now, and you'll be printing your own postage in just minutes with discounted USPS and UPS shipping rates. Just go to Stamps.com, click the mic at the top of the page, and use code BUSINESS for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. That's Stamps.com, code BUSINESS.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now, through November 23rd, 2022, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That's correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitasan GT, a spirited all-season radial featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads. And tread wear so long, it's backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982. They're located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all services available, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We've had some great questions. I guess we've made it up to the K's in the alphabet. We've had Karen and Kirk today call in.
Right.
We're going to have more chance for you to call in and ask the questions that are on your mind. 805-238-5775. That's 238-KPRL. All right. Now we're going to continue our conversation. My forever young wife has been working on keeping us healthy and active and trying to live as long along a life as we possibly can. So, Susan, what are some of the high-level best things to do to age well?
I would say I've done some research on this, and the main thing is to stay active and engaged, both physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually in every way. And as good fortune would have it, I just spent the weekend down in the desert, in the Palm Desert area, and I met a dear friend of mine whose name is Caesar Julian. He is a physician. He is 93 years young, and this man is just a phenomenon. He's like the Secretariat of Longevity because he is 93 years old. He doesn't just work full-time as a physician. He takes care of people in nursing homes and rehab facilities. He works 24/7. He's always on the phone getting faxes. He takes care of people day and night. And so I asked him some of his questions because that's what I see in him. He's totally active and engaged. And he said, "My father told me never to retire until you're ready to die." He said, "Everyone in my family works till we're in our 90s. And that some people do well in retirement, but they're usually people who keep very busy with family, community, hobbies, etc., not the ones who sit in front of the TV all day." So it's really important to stay as active as you possibly can based on your situation, but to be engaged in life one way or another.
But he's got a really young girlfriend, doesn't he?
Yeah, she's only 72. I went to her 72nd birthday party, which is why I was there. It was amazing. And they look, they're the same age. It's just unbelievable. I've never seen someone like him.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So let's look at each of these habits that you're, talking about here. What are the most important things that we can do to physically live a long and healthy life?
The basic things are, nutrition and diet, which this is all stuff we know and we've heard 1,000 times, and hearing it is one thing, but doing it is another, is to eat nutritious food, eat as many fruits and vegetables as we can, especially raw, get some protein, try to minimize junk food and a lot of sugar and fat. And then a key that the more I've read about this, the more convinced I am that the importance of exercise, movement, a body in motion tends to stay in motion, and there's, as we get older, we lose muscle mass naturally, and it's important to maintain that and to keep building it so that we exercise to maintain our endurance, our strength, our balance, and our flexibility. And basically, anything that you do physically, whether it's cleaning the house, doing gardening, walking, swimming, golfing, tennis, whatever suits your age and your state of health, then it's just important to keep on doing it as long as you possibly can. And those of you who are really into this know it already, but to encourage those around you to do it, to get up off the chair and take movement seriously, because it's just so important to do that. And as far as walking, it's great. I have my three dogs. They will not let me omit a walk. I walk them twice a day in the hills, and it just keeps me active and going all the time. And the idea is to work up from nowhere. You can start with 1 minute exercise a day, but work up to 150 minutes a week, which is about 20, 25 minutes a day. And to walk with neighbors or friends is great. And do some strength training. You don't need to join a gym. You can do that around your home. And once we're getting our website built up, we're going to have a Protecting What Matters page, and we will have links for every show. We'll have the topics, and there's a whole number of links where you can get free information on how to exercise at all various stages of your life and for different conditions you might have.
Well, I know for a fact that, you know, our chiropractor told me that I have a standing desk. We both have standing desks in our office.
Right.
And he said that this will add years to our lives.
Really?
Yeah. And and so if you're still working, and get off your butt.
Right.
And I think I could say that on the radio, right?
I hope so. We're going to find out,
yeah,
if you can't.
Yeah, we'll get an email from Kevin. But anyway, so how do we determine the best kinds of exercise for each of us specifically?
Really, the most important kind of exercise is the kind you will do because you enjoy it. You know, if you really dislike a particular activity, then it's silly to say, oh, I'm going to take up, you know, whatever, golf, if you don't really like golf. It's like, whatever you do, make sure it's something you enjoy, because then you're going to get motivated to do it. And as we age, you know, we don't necessarily need to go into the gym and work really hard and work up a sweat. It's important to keep moving and to adapt as we get older to our current state of health, any particular conditions we might have. But making your exercise social, whether it's walking with other people, walking dogs together, or just having commitments to be on a pickleball team or do something in a garden club, whatever it is that you enjoy, if you can hook up with other people to do it, it's going to make it that much more enjoyable, and you're going to keep doing it.
And how do you know how much is enough?
I would basically say the right amount of exercise is the amount that makes you feel great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know this. We have a Bowflex at home, and there's some days you get on there and he'll burn 400 calories in 20 minutes, which I could not do. It's impossible. But then some days you go, 5 or 6 or 7 minutes is enough. It's like, just listen to your body, you know, and exercise until you get that feeling. There's a certain feeling when you exercise, the endorphins kick in, and you just get this feeling of well-being. It's like, go to that point, you know, and don't try to push yourself so hard that you feel terrible after. That's certainly not the point. You don't want to be sore and stiff and not want to do it again.
These cold mornings make it hard to get up and out of bed, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Anyway, let's move on to the brain. I think this is the thing that scares most people the most, is their brain health, you know,
right,
losing it. And so what can we do to mentally do better and live long, keep our brains active?
Right. And my mom just passed of advanced Alzheimer's a couple of months ago, you know, so I'm very, very aware of this. The biggest thing and the best good news of all is now the brain science says that you can teach an old dog new tricks. Our brain cells and our dendrites, the ends of the cells, keep growing when they are stimulated. They're especially stimulated by new thoughts and experiences. So it's really important to keep learning in whatever way you can, whether that's experiential, you go volunteer and, you know, learn how to help kids read or whatever it is, or you're studying online, you find a new topic that interests you, you're doing lots of research, is to keep learning, because we can learn every single day of our lives. And another is to stay curious. Let your curiosity guide you, whether it's people, places, animals, things. Go out and experience them if you can, or study and research them if you can't. It's to just keep your mind open and green and growing instead of ripe and rotten, you know, as the saying goes.
Here's an idea. Start doing a radio show when you're 70 years old.
Yeah, there you go. This is a learning experience that definitely keeps our brain cells stimulated. And then, you know, have hobbies, do arts or crafts just for enjoyment. You don't have to be Picasso. I think someone's... Okay, that's not someone calling in. Okay, cool. But you don't have to even show it to anyone. But to do arts and crafts because you enjoy them is, again, a really wonderful thing to do. Just create something, build something, do jigsaw puzzles or crossword puzzles. Anything you can do to keep your brain active, and especially with new things, is really going to help a lot.
All right. And then how about the emotional and social aspect of aging? And what are some of your tips for that?
Again, that's about engaging with other people. Even sometimes if you can't get out of the house, now we have Zoom, we have FaceTime on our smartphones, we have the telephone, is to stay engaged with people. Animals, places that give you enjoyment and satisfaction. If you like being outside, go out and sit in the yard. Go out and walk around the yard. Volunteer if you can. Keep in touch with family and friends. And be a part of something, a church or social group. There's clubs of all kinds right around here. And even online, you can still be connected to people and see them and talk to them. And a really big thing for each of us is to realize that we are totally in charge of our own happiness, that no one else can make us happy. It's all about a decision. In fact, Abraham Lincoln said, people are about as happy or unhappy as they decide to be. And to really think about that and take charge of it and don't feel like a victim. It can be easy sometimes. Times are tough, a lot of times in life. But if we decide to not be a victim of those things, but to rise above them and to be grateful for whatever we can be, we're going to be so much better off.
All right. Good time to hit a break. And we will be back here in about 2 minutes to wrap up the show and tell you what's coming up next week. Thanks so much.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
I don't know what to do.
About what?
My wife wants to remodel the kitchen, but we don't have that kind of money.
Want to see what we did? Take a peek at this.
Wow, that looks great. Who did your remodel?
It's not a remodel. I had Espeak Painting paint our cabinets. Now they're like new, and they're my wife's favorite color.
Espeak Painting, huh?
Yeah, they're local, right here in Atascadero. They're easy to deal with, from the estimate all the way to the final brush stroke. And getting a quote was easy. I did it online. It's way cheaper than a remodel.
Then I better take a peek at this Espeak Painting.
Well, you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
You got that right.
Take a peek at Espeak Painting and get a beautiful new look for your cabinets without an expensive remodel. Espeak specializes in cabinet painting as well as residential exteriors, interiors, and HOAs. Take a peek at Espeak Painting. Book a quote appointment quickly and easily 24/7 at espeakpainting.com. That's S-P-E-E-K-Painting.com.
The Central Coast Veterans Memorial Museum honors our local veterans, offering self-guided or detailed tours designed for all ages. The museum is open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 3, with free admission and parking. If you know a veteran who'd like to share their experience, the museum is a dedicated partner of the Library of Congress and can preserve these once-in-a-lifetime stories forever. If you'd like to volunteer at the Veterans Museum, stop by at 801 Grand Avenue in San Luis Obispo or visit vetmuseum.org.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters, the call-in number is 805-238-5775. So, Susan, let's touch on a couple more topics here. What about the spirituality aspect of aging?
The way I put it is there's more to life than meets the eye. And so whatever your specific beliefs are about where we come from, where we're going, what's the meaning of life and all of that, you can find books, you can find groups. There's always ideas and lots of literature out there to feed your soul. I would say as far as being engaged, it's again finding a way to be part of something that's bigger than yourself. You can reach out to others even in small ways. If you have a neighbor that you know is not well or is elderly and can't do things anymore, whatever their situation, just give them a call once in a while and see how they're doing. Say hi to them. Be the one that reaches out and keep giving, even if it's just a smile. If you smile at people when they're walking down the street, a lot of them will smile back, and you know, maybe no one smiled through them that whole day. It can lift other people's spirits as well as your own. So it's just those simple things, you know, to add a little sunshine to life when it's hard.
I think one of the toughest parts of getting to be our age is, you know, we're having friends that are passing before us, and we're also having friends who have children who are passing away.
Yeah.
And I think for many people, it really rocks their faith in in whatever they believe in.
Right.
You know, and I think it's a really difficult thing most difficult part of aging.
Yeah, and because all of life certainly isn't sunshine. We have really hard things to go through as humans, and you know, it's just we have no choice but to accept it and try to be there for each other the best way we can.
So, you know, let's do the takeaways here and the longevity tips, because we've got a really great guest coming on next week that's going to tie right in to this whole discussion we're having. So I want to make sure everybody stays on for that.
So the genetics do play a large part. In fact, Caesar Julian, who I mentioned in the beginning of the show, said one of his secrets was to choose your parents well. But he said that with a smile, of course. But epigenetics are hugely important also. And epigenetics, to put it in a nutshell, is what we do to our bodies. You know, do we smoke? Do we take too many drugs with their prescription or not? Do we take care of ourselves? And so the way we take care of our body, our mind, and our spirit that we've inherited from our parents and ancestors is hugely important. The two work together to make our life as good as it possibly can. And I really have seen, I've been fortunate in my life to have a number of models for this, that there's the old saying that attitude is more important than altitude. My grandfather, Ernie Blaze, he was active his whole life. He only went to school till the seventh grade and then started working in the family grocery store to help support the family. But he was a self-taught man. He would bring home stacks of books from the library every week on many subjects. He could discuss almost anything. And he came to visit me in California from Rhode Island, where he lived, when he was 86 years old. And he said to me, "The Undertaker's going to have to catch me on a dead run." And I'm like, that is a really good model to live. And he was pretty well right about that. He lived until he was 92, had a couple of months where he wasn't well. Other than that, he lived a great active life. So that's really my big takeaways, is to just, you know, we get out what we put in, is to just do your best to stay active and engaged in all parts of your life, no matter what your situation, and make it as good as you possibly can. And so if any of you have your own ideas or secrets for healthy aging, don't hesitate to call us either here at the state studio or to send email us at info@blazenbear.com.
All right. Well, thank you. As we come up on the last few minutes of the show, I want to talk a little bit about our favorite holiday. You know, for many people, Thanksgiving is their favorite holiday. And it is ours, and we pretty much shut down after Thanksgiving. We do the big Thanksgiving, and then we're done. But
we'll be here.
But we'll be here. we are missing one show in December, and I know Kevin's working on a fill-in for that. But bottom line is, we wanted somebody really special to be on the show with us for next week, and to talk about the true story of Thanksgiving. You know, I went online to do some research for next week's show already, and it was really kind of disheartening, because every time I went on the, you Google, you know, the real story of Thanksgiving, every link is about how, you know, the pilgrims came and raped and pillaged all the Indians. And that's, so you can see that the algorithms are even changing history online.
Right.
And that's that may be part of the story of Thanksgiving, but it's not the only story, and it's not the significance of why we celebrate Thanksgiving. So we have invited Dr. Warren Frankel to join us to talk about Thanksgiving and the big topic of gratitude, as well as God and the relationship God has to the whole story of Thanksgiving, as well as the history of our country. And so, one of the things, I was a political science major with a history minor, and I probably just should have stayed with history because I would have been a school teacher. But I really enjoy researching these topics. And so we're going to have a really great show for you next week. And hopefully that'll be, you'll enjoy it, and it'll kick off your holiday weekend in a good way.
Right. And so... we just are going to wish all of you very happy Thanksgiving, and whether you're spending it at home or you're traveling, just to make sure you stay safe and keep active and engaged as you go through the journey. Yeah. Sometimes, especially these days, travel can be quite a challenge.
Yes.
Whether it's, gas prices or if you're trying to take a plane and all the delays and things that go on, but we can still make the best of it and make a friend in the line at the airport,
Well, and I think in the kind of circumstances that we're living in today, I don't want to get negative about any of this stuff, but it's extra stressful, I think,
right,
for people. I saw a survey online on Fox Business this morning that something like over 50% of Gen Zers are living at home with their parents still because they can't find work, or the whole COVID thing may have disrupted their schooling, and
right,
they didn't launch properly, and so that adds additional stress,
right,
to the family. So yep. Anyway, contact us at info@blazeandbear.com. Our telephone number is 805-635-7200. We look forward to seeing you next week with Dr. Warren Frankel on the true significance and history of Thanksgiving and how it all comes together. So thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters with Barry Fisher and Susan Blaze. Send your questions and show topic ideas to Barry@blazeandbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's